Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your gun-o goes based on the data you had printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going fine.
Okay, retro, go. Fido, go. Guide,
go.
Control, go.
Telcom, go.
Gensy,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
Oh, and what a spring day it is here. I mean, the rains have been coming on big time, but we have 4 days of beautiful sunshine ahead of us and a whole lot of yard work to do. We were talking on Kathy's show about some of the gardening we're doing and things like that, so a lot of new life coming out in the world, and a lot of people are kind of giving up the TV set and all the quote bad news from the rest of the world and focusing on their little WAS. And so, you know, get out there and plant some stuff and get your hands dirty. That's a good thing to do. And it's good and healthy for you. And get out in that sunshine. You know, we all need the vitamin D. Let's see. Boy, we got a full audience in there already. And Discovery Now is, let's see, we're down 400 miles downrange, speed approaching Mach 6, and just sit back in your seats and enjoy the psychic ride tonight. We're going to have fun, and some of you heard about some of the changes on the show. Kathy was so good to call me last week when I was kind of working myself into a frenzy with all the readings I was doing and making a few mistakes, and that was actually a good thing for me. I had to find the boundaries, and so we made some changes, and we're going to be doing 3 readings a night. Tonight on the show, and we'll have, we've kind of already got our folks selected to call in, so we'll be having them in, and in kind of the order, let me look at what I got here with the little yellow pad thing. It's called Tomboy Notes. If you ever get a chance, load Tomboy Notes up on your computer. It's a great little note-taking thing, and it's free. You just load a couple of pieces of software on, and you can just have all the yellow pad notes you ever wanted. And let's see, we're going to have Hazel on, we'll have Quinny, and we'll have, Deb S. first, and then Quinny. So we'll kind of go in that order and see who we get. And then if one of them doesn't drop in, I've got Mlarta Tiff. I can't say that today. M-L-A-R Tiff. So I'll just say that. So we've got all that going on. Let's read off who's in the studio tonight. We've got all our good friends, our regulars, and probably some new folks, so we'll just read everybody off here. Anastasia One's with us. Kathy, my co-host here, who comes on and keeps the chat room a-chatting, is there, and she's on the eastern coast of these wonderful United States, you know, and kind of keeps us all on the straight and narrow, so definitely like a mom to all of us here. Deb S. is here, and with her little asterisk, always in tow. Disgruntled Dan, good to see you. We have Dominica. Hello, Dominica. And we have Fire Witch, and she's a sweetie, and she's got great eyes. We have Gerber Daisy TM, and I said it right this first time. See, I've got the energy now. Giraffe Angel is here. We have Hope East 66, and what a Route 66 it is. And let's see, we have Michelle 78 is with us, and I don't know what about the other 77, but 78 is good. Moonchild is with us, and I'm a Cancer myself, so I identify with that. Let's see, Open Wings with Hazel, who are going to be reading to you in a little bit. Is with us. Paranormal Guys, always a great regular to have on, and just a neat show they have here on Blog Talk. Quinny has another neat show. She's on, I believe, Tuesdays with Kathy and talking about all sorts of neat things. We have Rob with us, and he's on quite a bit. Neat guy. Let's see, Spin Dave is here. We also have the Voice of Reason. I should have like somebody on the voice of no reason or something like that. Just come up with that. And let's see, Elizabeth Rose is with us, and we have Solana, and I actually have a video to send her after the show because I get to download all sorts of stuff and catch up with all my business. So I recorded it last night. By the way, I did record for a little thing she's got going on. It's actually not such a little thing. It's a big darn deal, but. So we are going to be, I'm going to be putting on a 3-minute weekly video, although I probably went over on this on the first time. So, Solana, you got to forgive me. I'm new to this, so you'll have to put up with me. But what I did do is I made it look like I was out on an investigation. So I had the IR camera on, and the room was dark, and I kind of talked a little bit about who I am and a little bit about the kind of work I do and how to talk to spirits. I thought that was a kind of a good start. So, you know, a little bit about what spirits are, how to treat them, and the kind of the etiquette around them. And then next week we'll actually be doing some things with best ways to do EVP recording. You know, we'll start off a little bit of that. So I'll be doing that series and popping some of that stuff in. I've got just before the show, I some of you know from the prior show, I bought a creative Vado portable video unit. So I'll be able to load these videos up on the website. I can do videos in the field now. I just have this unit in my pocket, and I can produce all kinds of videos. So you will be seeing more of that kind of thing from me. You might even occasionally see my ugly mug. So we are definitely getting into some new areas here, and I'm going to pop this just a second, guys, before I break it. And but tonight, yeah, we're going to do a little psychometry, and we're going to do, of course, the readings for people. We've got three of those in order. Definitely going to be picking up, I think, some spirit energy. So I was kind of outside today and kind of felt like they were around. So I know some of my local friends kind of take an interest in what we're up to. And so, you know, we'll definitely work with that. But I think, let's see, let me think of what we want to do here. We're going to do, first things first, let's talk about the card I pulled. I've been doing a little more tarot these days, as I've been talking about. Usually I do a 10-card spread, but for these shows, I just do a quick pull of a single card. And this time I got Major Arcana, and let's see what that is, Strength. And I'm way out of practice with all this, so I'm kind of having to cheat and go look at the book here. But I got... Strength, and it's for this show, kind of fits the show. Strength of will, stand firm, even if it causes pain. Oh no, removal and cutting away. Ooh, well, I don't know about removal and cutting away anybody. I'm not going to do that to anybody, but definitely got strength today. I feel a lot better. Got plenty of energy for reading tonight, and definitely feel like we're ready to kick some butt here. So, and definitely won't take names, though. Well, we actually got some. But anyway, I've got a couple of objects in front of me, and I think I'm going to pick one of the two. They're both kind of similar. And I have in front of me an object, and I'm going to go ahead and start with that, and then we'll move into callers. And it looks like I've got a couple out there already, so hang on there, guys. And I see a 908. I don't see your hand up, so if I may not answer if it's... And then we have a 000, so we have a Skype caller with a hand up out there, too. But so I see you guys, but I have this object in front of me, and it has a predominant color. And it's actually quite beautiful. It's actually very artistic. And I would like to, you know, work on the color. Oh, okay, Hazel, I see that. Good. So you're the Skype. I gotcha. Thank you. So what we're going to do is we're going to be, oh, God, you're talking about margaritas, and I still haven't had that. I was talking about last week, and I'm still kind of getting that bug to get a margarita. I don't normally drink, but it's like, you know, a margarita would taste really good. I haven't done one in about a year. So, yeah, that would taste really good. But let me see here. It has a predominant color. So why don't we work on colors tonight? And, you know, like we always do with some of the psychometry we do, I'm kind of doing projection to you guys. And we're going to do a single color, although Kathy is doing blue, purple, and green. Let me take a look at this. There is, it's pretty good, Kathy. I'll have to admit, I'd say you got two out of the three. Yeah, I won't say which ones. Okay, Quinny, I see you for that one. And so just I'll call you out when that we're ready to go with you, my friend. So hang in there. Yeah, strength is one of my favorite cards too. I just like that. I kind of smiled when I saw it. It was like, yeah, kind of fits, man. Let's see, Manhattans are good. I've never had a Manhattan. I've been to Manhattan. My first experience in Manhattan was I got off the bus and immediately some kid walked up and flipped us all off. So kind of told me a lot about New York right then. anyway, I've got this object, and so we got a blue and green, and we've got a blue and purple then. I don't know. The predominant color, though, is definitely a big thing. It's you're hitting some of the ancillary colors, but you're not focusing on the predominant color. And so why don't we go with a single color and let you guys have a shot at it. I'm touching it. I'm kind of feeling the object. It's definitely an interesting thing. Not a lot of people have this in one of these, so it's not something you'd see every day in your travels through the world. And Elizabeth Rose... And we'll be called, so I'm listening, and I will be called away. Teal. We got a teal. We got rose customer. Although there is a rose color to it, yes, and it's kind of a rose and orange color. So you guys are close on one of the colors, but the predominant color, the color is extremely interesting. And I don't think you guys are going to guess this one. You've got to really look. Let's just say, let's see the logic. If you have one kidney, you don't drink. Is eating chips and Solana's eating guacamole. Oh, she's like happy. Okay, they yell here and I run. Magenta. You guys are going into some really interesting colors. If I have one lug, I don't breathe. Fuchsia. You're going into some wild colors here that really is kind of a basic color. If you just stick to primary color groups and just known, you know, pretty common colors, without getting too exotic, I think you're going to hit it. So you started off good. You just had a lot of colors to start with. The one thing I will say to you is that you guys jumped into the colors and immediately started with the multiple colors. So you are seeing that there is a multiple color thing to this. Michael says yellow. And that's actually pretty close. That's actually, you know, you're the closest so far on the predominant color. Can you tell me a little more about that yellow? You know, kind of reach into your minds, guys, and tell me more about this yellow, because it's really special. And, oh, yeah, because we got the delay. That's why you guys keep typing. And I'm going So we got this yellow here and one yellow guess. But, Hazel has it right. Yes, we have gold. We have gold. And it's actually two of these objects I have this gold color around them. Now, they have something very unique as far as the shape. Yes, Hazel's the winner on this one. She got it. But it you know, Michael did, to his credit, Michael did kind of get into the right realm there. But very good. What I would say is it has many colors, and it's a very exotic object. Both of these are. They're related. And I would say if you can even take a wild stab at what this thing might be, I'm not going to give you anything else to go on other than that they're pretty exotic. These are, they're not from, shall we say, they're not objects that you would find in the United States easily. You know, I collect some pretty esoteric stuff. So why don't you think about what that would be? And we'll go about a minute or so on that and just have you see if you guys can see in your mind's eye what those are and go forward. Now, let me look at how many we've got in the audience. So we got a big audience tonight. So good to see everybody hanging out here. It's a watch. Nope, not a watch, because if it was a watch, that's pretty common in the United States. This is something that you would see ordinarily in, I'll give you a hint, it would be seen in a metaphysical store. And so these are pretty unique objects. And they are things that you would definitely find, they're very artistic, I'll just say that. They're very interesting. They kind of have a personality all their own. A honeycomb shape in a circle. It's funny that you would say that. This is even if you come close, I'll be pretty amazed here, because it's definitely these are very hard to read. I looked at them a long time and thought, I'm going to test you guys and see how close you are, and then maybe it's not a prayer box, no. Pale yellow, almost cream, no, it's gold. These are gold. And they're definitely golden all the way. No pendulum. These don't actually do anything other than stand and look pretty. They stand around. They've got personality. I actually kind of talk to them a little bit now and then. I'll kind of look at them and smile, and I'll say something to them. And occasionally, I know it sounds kind of weird, but don't you talk? Everybody talks to themselves a little bit or talks to something they have, and kind of it's kind of my version of Wilson, you know. Wilson, I made fire. A type of bird. Well, actually, if you really, they're not salt and pepper shakers. They're not eggs. These are actually artistic. They do nothing other than look beautiful. And if you think of a metaphysical store, and that they're beautiful, no incense attached to these at all. Although now we're getting into twins. You guys are getting closer now. We had angels, twins, and Chinese statues. Now, you're going in the right direction, guys. That's very good. Not Eastern, no. But definitely other from another country. No, Hazel. Mm-mm. No, not Chinese dress balls, nope. I would say that these have... no, Kathy, they're not candle holders, because those do something. These actually just sit and look beautiful. They just look absolutely beautiful. Now, you guys had a pretty good guess. One of you said, I'll say this, giraffe actually came closest with the Chinese statue, but it's not Chinese. So now you know what that it is a statue of some sort. But it is not, it's not Eastern. So you've got a couple of guesses left. If you could even tell me who these people are, and this pair of statues, you might, I'm kind of giving the store away when I say pair of statues, but they're pretty commonly seen in metaphysical stores. So come on, guys, let's see what you guys get here. And then I'll do some more work with some, I wouldn't say, Joseph and Mary are not often seen in, quote, metaphysical stores. Those are in Christian stores. metaphysical stores are slightly different. Mother and child. That is not too far off, Solana, but there's a difference in this story. It's extremely an ancient story that these two were in. Okay, I'll go ahead and reveal it. You guys did pretty good considering. It's kind of a son and mother, but it's not. Madonna and child, you're keying in on the right theme, because the Jesus and the child actually come from older stories that they talk about from Egypt. So I'm kind of leading into yes, giraffe angels is Egyptian. So you're right on the money. These are Egyptian statues. Can you take a guess as to the name or one of the names of these two people? And they're a kind of god. Oh, yeah, it's Egyptian, all right. Voice of Reason, got it. Definitely Egyptians. So can you tell me a little bit about maybe a name? Ah, Kathy is the winner on this. So a bunch of you were leading up to it, so you're all winners who kind of led into that, but Kathy hit right on. It's Ice, yeah, Voices of Reason, you hit it too, and you got the second one. So the two of you are right on top. It's Isis and Horus. Actually, very good. Yep, Rob says Isis. And Isis, who's that? Isis is the mother god who was basically worshipped. She almost became what Mary became in the Christian church. Matter of fact, she was in direct competition with Mary as far as deity, and it's still venerated widely throughout that part of the world. A lot of Isis worship goes on even today in the Western United States, you know, in the West here, out in England for sure. Isis has many, many temples all around the world. So you could just go look up on Isis, and you'd be really surprised. Definitely an interesting lady. I've worked with Isis a little bit now and then, and interesting energy she has. So definitely great. You guys hit right on it. And Gene of Isis, Genesis, that's pretty good, Dominica. Yeah. Yeah, but you guys hit right on it. You keyed right in on the general story with the mother and Jesus and that kind of story. And Horus is actually, I believe that if I remember right, Horus actually died and then was brought back. And so kind of one of the first resurrection stories. So anyway, that said, let's start looking here. We'll take a break from some of this and get into some phone calls, because that's what you guys call about. And then we'll do a little more psychometry. Now, I am going to play a station ident while I grab the paper. God, I'm so forgetful. So I'm going to play a 20-second station ident, and I'll grab paper, and I'll be right back, guys. Hang on a sec.
This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, we're back, and I've got plenty of paper ready for tonight. And let's see, we're going to go ahead and take, I think it was the 00123456 is our good friend Hazel is going to be with us tonight talking about some of her stuff. And I have Hazel's picture here. I'm going to post it in the chat that she sent. So this is what we're going to concentrate. This is a difference in what we're going to do here tonight. In the past, it's been my energy being used and that of the person being read. But now we have everybody going to be looking at the Facebook picture I just put up there. And I'm going to pop that actually into a separate window here. Let me take a look. So this is Hazel's mother, and she has a pretty lady and lovely eyes and a nice smile. So what we're going to be doing is trying to connect with this lady. And, you know, I really am glad, Kathy, you came up with talking about this today, because I know you're helping lead me along on some of this, and it's definitely a learning process. So I think this is going to help me key in on them a lot more. So why don't we go ahead and fire up number one. Let's answer the phone. That's always helpful. And I think we have Hazel out there. Is Hazel with us?
Hello, John.
Hello.
Hello. It's lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, yeah. Oh, I had nothing else going on. What the hey, you know? So good to have you here. And, you know, I'm feeling like I'm just ready to get rolling here. Yeah, you know how this works, right? Have you've listened to us before and how we do the readings and things like that?
I haven't actually. So, I mean, I have to say this is a new experience for me as far as this is concerned. Please lead me through it.
Okay. Now, the way that it works is we do about a one-minute recording session, and it takes me anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, depending on what happens, to kind of go through the full analysis, and that's why we kind of limit to 3 readings per show now. And what I do is I'll go ahead and have you have 2 or 3 questions ready, I'll do a five count, and I turn on a, I have an FM radio here that is tuned to an unused frequency, and we found that the white noise from the radio is used by our friends on the other side to bring through these EVPs that we pick up, and then I'm able to interpret them. And so if you ask these questions, more often than not, we'll get pretty direct answers. Sometimes it will be so wildly off kilter, you know, we'll all be scratching my head. So you never know what you're going to get. But most of the time we end up getting connected with, the people that are intended to be connected with. And this is my moment just to say, before everything else, we also are very thankful to Big Circle, who are the group on the other side that work with us. And, this is Debbie Caruso, son Joey, another gentleman named Braden, and then countless others who do a lot of work to help us here on this side of the veil. So, it's definitely an interesting partnership we've got going on, and I'm just, really thrilled to have them in my life, and they're just really neat people. So you've got a big team on your side, hopefully to get through to your mother here. So what is her name?
Her name is Sheila.
Sheila? Okay. So what we'll do is I'll go ahead and turn on. You'll hear a little static when I start this up, and I'm just getting it turned on now. Yep, and I'm on the right frequency. Okay, so I'm going to do a five count, and then you have your questions ready. Now, what you do is you do one question at a time. Keep it kind of short, just to the point what you need to get talk about. And
I'm not really sure what to ask, actually. What such questions would you normally ask? Because I know that my mother is happy in spirit, so it's very rare for me to even want to contact her, because I know that she's happy. So these are the things that people would normally ask, is, are you all right? And, of course, I know she is. So... do you have a suggestion of what sort of things I should ask?
I would ask, generally the first thing, you're right. We have kind of a standard set of questions. There'll be the are you okay? Did you make it there all right? in a case like this, I would say, what are you doing? Are you hanging out with us at all? Is there anything that you would like to comment on? And just see what they say. Mention maybe some big happening coming up, like a family celebration. Maybe are you going to be able to make it to such and such family celebration? So try two or three of those and see what comes up.
Wonderful. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and turn on the static here. And yet, believe it or not, this actually works. So here we go. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Mom, will you be able to make it to the wedding? Can you tell me, do you know what happened to your ring?
Try next question.
I'm trying to think of something. Can you repeat? Can you tell me your name?
Okay, I'm going to end it there. Now, there was some cross chatter there. I heard a little bit of noise in the background, but I think I got enough to work with here. So the first question we had, now I'm going to play back what you said, and then I'm going to start running some analysis here. So let's go ahead and start this.
Mom, will you be able to make it to the wedding?
Okay, so first question is about the wedding, and that's kind of a nice short answer. We'll be able to analyze this quickly. And while I'm doing my little magic, because I run some special filters here to bring this through, tell me a little bit about your mom, and how long has she been, passed and that kind of thing?
She's been passed for many, many years. It's over 20 years now. She passed when she was very young. So she's actually the same age as I am now when she passed.
She looks just like she's got a radiant smile. I mean, just looking at her. And I'm asking also everybody to help her come through and to help with, looks like I got that to run. A little bit of static in here that I'm not used to seeing. And Big Circle, tonight they're doing something different. They usually give me a right channel bias, and tonight it's a little bit different. Let me go ahead and boost this baby up. Amplify this a little more. I'm going to take it up a bit higher. There we go. And what was she like? Can you tell me a little bit about you know, her story and some of the things and funny things that you remember about her?
Oh, she was a very beautiful woman. She was just so full of life, so full of joy de vivre. And she was just you know, a pleasure to be around. I mean, she was just one of these people who's life and soul of the party. She did like a drink. My mum certainly liked to drink. And a beautiful soul she is.
Okay. Any funny stories about her that would kind of talk about her personality?
I don't know really any funny stories. It's just obviously personal things that you know, family things. But you know, she's a very ambitious lady, and she liked what she did in her work, and she's oh goodness, I'm sorry, John. I'm not very good at this, am I?
No, you're doing good. You know, it's funny. There's a kind of a psychic amnesia that happens when you're on the spot. Somebody's like, "Well, could you tell me something about them?" It's like, what? So you know, you're doing good. Don't worry about that. It's just I kind of need. I'm kind of doing my thing, and this one's been a little tougher because I'm not getting. I'm having some trouble because some of the ambient noise that came in. So I'm just playing some games with the filters right now, and I'm going to be able to make. I am going to make this work. I have the power.
Well, she loves to travel. That's something that's a really nice the thing that she really enjoyed traveling, and she had a very a Spanish connection. So it's and that was, you know, very dear to her heart. And actually, I mean, she gave up her Spanish connection for us. But she had the opportunity to go and to live in Spain with somebody that she loved very much. But because her children were still quite young, she turned away from that. So she was to give a great sacrifice.
I think I've got, this is going to be a little bit of a tougher one. I'm doing one more set of noise removal here. It's very, was she kind of quiet spoken?
I mean, was she was as quiet spoken as I am.
Okay, that's kind of, because I'm looking at this thing and it's definitely, I'm really having to tease this out. And I'm going to do the same here. Now, there's going to be a little more static than normal, guys. And those of you who've been here with me before kind of know the drill. So I'm running there's a couple of sharp noise patterns in here. But let me see. I'm going to go 6 to 7 seconds and just put it on repeat. And let's see what we get. Here we go. Okay, that's easy. That's easy. She says, "Nice to hear you." It's really clear. Let's go 7 to just a little over 9 seconds. And this one, I'm gonna just a little bit in there, but it's, I don't know. Let's see what we get here. She's talking it. She's saying, "We are with you." And it's so there's more than one of your family there that are coming through. We are with you.
So and, I know my grandma was around me. I know that my granddad also. So, and of course, there's lots of aunts and uncles as well who have passed. But I know that my grandma is certainly there.
Yeah, that was like right up there. I thought it was going to be harder to read than it is. So. Let's try 9 to 11 and see what we get. And then there's a really loud noise that comes through here. So I'll have to tone it down a little or I'll blast everybody out here. So let's do 9 to 11 and then we'll see what we get at the end there. Okay, it says nice new baby. I don't
know. Sorry, what does it say?
nice new baby, and I don't think it's about I don't think it's a term of endearment. I think they're talking about a real kid, a nice new baby.
Oh my!
I don't know. Does that sound close? Because they're the ones talking here. I think you have somebody's going to be with child. I think. Okay. Does it make sense, or you know?
It's entirely possible, but I don't think my son has any intention of having children just at this stage.
Well, I think it's just about that time. So we'll just kind of pass through that one. Anyway, they're saying nice new baby. They know more than we do. I have a feeling there's been some agreements made. So.
Oh, my epic grandma.
Yeah, grandma. Hey, this is cool. Okay, now I'm going to turn this one down a little until I ascertain. I had to amp this up a bit. I have no clue. This is pretty modulated, so here we go. That is wild. That is EVP. And every once in a while we'll get stuff like this where it's just some whacked out noise like that. I mean, you're hearing that, right? I think it's a male voice, and it's saying is near the throne. Something about is near the throne. And so I'll play that last part. Here we go. That's a male voice for sure. So we had what I believe to be your mother first, then this male voice comes through, and it's something like near the throw or near the throne, and I can't tell which. So I don't know. Are you hearing the male voice?
I am hearing a male voice, yes, but I can't think what a throne would be.
Let me play it again. I'll let it roll three times and see if you can recognize anything here. Let's try it. Here we go. Is there somebody, you know what, I think I'm hearing this clear. Is there an animal named Snoopy in your house? Or Snoopy? You know somebody named Snoopy or something Snoopy?
No.
It's saying Snoopy's grown. Or something into that effect. First it was like I was hearing near the throne, but now it sounds like Snoopy's grown or something like that. I don't know. It is strange, but definitely a male voice, and it's saying something. I'll have to listen to this closer, but it sounds like Snoopy's throne, or Snoopy's grown, excuse me. Here we go. Wait a minute. I'm getting that. Now it's starting to make sense. It's nearly grown. That's actually making more sense. Okay, okay. It takes me a while, even with my ear, which I've been doing this a while. It's nearly grown. I think it's talking about the baby. I think he's talking about the baby. It's either nearly or newly grown. So what they're saying is that it's a very early pregnancy.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's going to be a call to my son tomorrow. He's holding
it. Well, I hope this is all. I hope this is they're talking about your, you know, is it your daughter or son?
No, my son.
Your son? Well, your son's going to have a surprise. So he's going to be going, what? I'd be quiet for a while and then let it sink in. Wait to, you know, if this works out the way I think it will, I'll send you the tape and then you play it for him and look at the date stamp and say, well, I already knew. that ought to be an interesting conversation. Let's see. Let's go. Your second question. Here we go. Play the swans. Here we go.
Can you tell me, do you know what happened to your ring?
Okay, so I'm not going to ask about the ring because I want to keep this nice and just go with what we pick up from our friends on the other side. And this was like one of the best ones here. It was almost noise free. So we're going to do a click removal. Oh, this is going to be good. This one's going to be a lot easier. It's got a little... It's funny, Big Circle, every so often, though, they change things on me, and I'll get, like I was just saying before, I get these strange differences in some of the stuff I get, and suddenly they'll shift it on me. And I think they have different equipment at the other end that they're using, and it causes my stuff to go a little whacked. And I get the darndest things happening here when I do these shows. Okay, now I see some modulation, so we're almost there. So you like the idea of being a grandma, huh? Are you getting a smile on your face? I can almost see you smiling. Oh, come on. Tell us.
Sorry?
you like the idea of being a grandma?
Yeah, oh, yes. Yes, I do. I do. Absolutely.
Huh. So what are you going to do? Spoil the hell out of them if, you know, once you get that illustrious title?
It probably would. Actually, it depends which son it is, because my younger son would actually be quite open to it and would definitely understand it. My older son, he's a bit more straight and possibly wouldn't embrace it as much. But no, it would be interesting. It certainly would be interesting. But it's my older son who's planning the wedding, and so they're getting married soon. So I thought that would be a nice question to ask if mum would actually be at the wedding.
Well, let me see. I think that the fact that nice to hear you, we are with you, something new baby, it's newly grown. I think they're going to be there. And they're kind of surprising you with this little gift of knowledge ahead of time. So let's see, 14 and a half to 17. Now, this is going to be a little noisy. This is a really different, you know, I had to change my method to get this. So let me see what we get. I'm going to go almost 2 seconds here. Here we go. Now it's saying left out the maws, and I think it's a half word because I had to pick an arbitrary point. So I'm going to try to take the next part of it, 16 to 18. Here we go. So it might be two sentences here. Here we go. That's a weird one. Left out the moss or moss, send them after the boss or something to that effect. I'm going to play the whole thing a couple of times. I want to be just sure I've got this. Okay, send them out to me. That's it. Send them out to me. Okay, it says here, left out the boss, send them out to me. Left out the boss, send them out to me. And it's like I said, sometimes we get these things and you just have no frigging clue what the hell they're talking about. It might make sense later. It might never make sense. So it's definitely a male energy saying this.
Mm-hmm.
I know
mm-hmm.
that. So let's go 18 and a half to just shy of 21 seconds to see what we get up for the next part of it. And there's definitely a louder voice in here, so get ready. Here we go. It's an exclamation about something on the other side here. It's awesome to me. It's awesome to me. So they're talking in terms of some experience they've had. Let's go 20 and a half to 23. Here we go. Let them out to sea. Let them out to sea. It's almost like, man, I don't know what to think of this. Let them out to sea. And it was a different voice there, and it's hard to say if it was female. It sounded female to me. So you've definitely got multiple people talking, and it sounds like your family is all talking almost at once.
yeah, that would make sense.
Are they kind of like really talkers, you know? I mean, when you get to in a big family gathering, they're kind of like, you know, nobody ever shut up.
you know? Yes, probably. I was singing.
Okay. All right. So definitely some male presences in there, and they didn't really answer this. That's the part I sometimes we get direct, and this one's just really mystical. Let's try the last part of it, 23 to the end of it, 24 seconds. Here we go. Okay, that was you at the very end, so mm-hmm. let me try the last part. Okay, I'm going to take it 21 to 23 and a half, and we'll see what this full thing says. Okay, that's easy. If this is a conversation that they're having, this is what's going on. Left out the boss. So somebody's talking in your family like they're the boss. One of them is the boss. So somebody's bossy. Send them out to me. So in response to this question, it's awesome to me. Let them out to sea. And the very final word is somebody who's, I guess, the boss is saying no. They could do that. No. So I don't know whose energy is the one that's kind of like the dominant figure here, but that seems to be what's being said. I have no clue what to think of that. Now, you did a kind of an interruption there. You cleared your throat, and so there's a little more to this. We're not quite done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and run the compression on this and just take a look. So there may be more said, and yes, there is. Boy, there is. Noise removal. Now, some of it you guys were, and I'll warn people when we do this, I always say be really, really quiet after your question's done because I pick up everything, and so it will kind of come through, and then I'll have to kind of filter it out. So it the quieter you are, the more they come through, and then the better I can make it happen for you guys. So. But I can always make it work. I always find a way. I get real handy with the clipping out the stuff that makes the most noise.
Okay.
Yeah, no worry about that.
Sorry for that.
Oh, it's no problem. It's just what I see, you know, that when I hear it, I go, oh, darn, oh, I got to remember that. Oh, there's another one. Okay, here we go. So I've got one more noise removal, and I think we're there. And let's see. Yeah, that seems to be, I'm going to boost it just, there's a bunch of, again, it looks like she's the one talking in this one. So, okay, I'm going to just go with this. Now, there's a loud noise at 24 seconds, and I'm going to take it out to 26 and a half. So here goes. Strange. There's actually a numeric reference here. She, 12,000. Is this ring like really expensive?
Yes.
Well, it's saying like
but
she.
Not as expensive as that, but yes, it's expensive.
Okay. Well, it's saying something. I'm going to try to construct the sentence here because it seems to be. It's definitely a male voice saying she. And then another voice comes in and says 12,000, and you heard that, like, she. I mean, that's really loud. Let me try the 26 and a half to 28 and then see if I can construct this. Having another conversation. These guys talk amongst themselves. They don't answer any of us. They're talking. Oh, okay. Here we go. Somebody named Fran?
No, not Fran.
Is there anybody with an F name that's coming in your family? Is there something like an Ann or a Fran or something like that? What I'm hearing is what I believe to be a Fran, and you know, and something to that nature. But the part that I'm definitely getting is I will find, and I'll make the, and then it just cuts into this weird tone again. They're really in there.
Would it be Angela? I know you I like Ange.
Okay, I'll try it. Let me play it back. Let's go with that. Okay, let me play the whole thing just to see if I can catch that at the very beginning. I'm still hearing Fran, and this she, it's and this thing that's happening before. I hear these once in a while with EVP, and I never can figure why they come through like that, but Big Circle's doing something a little different tonight, and it's weird. I'm still hearing Fran, but what I am hearing is they're talking about trying to find it or something. Is this thing still lost? Is that or did they find it?
No, I know where it is. It's just I wanted to thumb you, and it was like a little bit of a, to see what her reaction would be or what her answer would be.
I didn't understand a word of that.
Sorry. Sorry. Okay. No, I know where it is.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So all right.
It's not lost. No, it's not lost. It's just to see if she knows where it is. And I know I'm sounding a little bit cryptic here, but I was interested because if she knows where it is, then it would be very telling.
Okay, let me go through the rest of it and see if what we got. So we got 28 to 30 and a half. Here we go. Okay, that was pretty easy. Slow down, look next to the clock. Slow down, look next to the clock.
Hmm.
And it sounds, yeah. Is there a clock nearby this ring?
No.
Okay. Well, something is, it's definitely saying slow down, look next to the clock. Now let me try 30 and a half to 30, just a little bit up to, I'll just go through the 33 and a half. Let's see what we get here. Okay. Next question. Okay, that was definitely me. All right. Okay, that is more than just the clock. I think I got half a word there. Let me go back 28 to 32. This is interesting. Okay, the best I can make of this is slow down, look next to the clock tree down. Now, I don't know what the heck this is. I think they're trying to tell you this. I don't know what this clock tree is about, but that is what they're saying. Slow down, look to the clock tree down. So I would tend to think about this. You know, I'll tell you what, because I'll send you this EVP. You know, the whole thing here, and I'd like to hear back from you on, you know, if any of this makes any sense. It's definitely the weirdest set of EVPs I've had in a long time.
Yeah, I'm thinking of clock as well, but where the clock comes from, I have got no idea.
This could actually refer. Are you in a multi-story dwelling? I mean, is this where it's in some sort of more than one story?
Yes.
You know. Okay, they may be referring to like a room below, you know, or a room above. I mean, they're saying down, so it's going to be something below or down in the basement or something like that. But they're saying slow down, look next to the clock tree down. I'd take a walk over there and just look around after the show and go look around and see what you pick up. So, you know, it's definitely interesting. Let me see what we get here. Let's just go with the next one. And let me go with that. So that was, your relatives got some weird ways of communicating. Jeez. Let's see, 39 through 41. Here we go.
Can you repeat? Can you tell me your name? Can you repeat?
Okay, so you're going to try that, and we're going to see what we get. And let's see. And we did have some noise on this one, so I'm going to be clipping a little bit. And, yeah, I see a bunch of these, so I'm going to clip those out while I can. We'll lose a little bit, but it'll be easier for me to analyze. And boy, did I get a bunch of them. So I'm going to take these out.
Oh, yes, because it's the old tell us their name.
What's that?
If the old tell us their name, that could be interesting.
I don't know. I mean, so far, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they start coming up with talking about the Pope or, you know, I mean, I have no clue what's going to happen here. I mean, they your family has a strange way of talking. Yeah, there are some really, really interesting subjects. I just get the feeling when they talk, it's like there's a lot of mirth about the way they talk. That would be my guess. They're very interesting sense of humor. That would be the word.
Of course, Scottish accent doesn't help either, does it?
I think, you know what? I don't know. I'm a sucker for English and Scottish and Irish accents. I am. I'm sorry. I'm half Scottish Islander, so it's. But I'm from Texas, you know. So Texas contaminated with California. You know, go figure. Like totally for sure.
I love American accents.
What's that?
I love American accents. So
well, I didn't know I had an American accent. It's funny. When I go to the East Coast sometimes, I'll be walking around and people go, oh, you're from California. And I'll go, how do you know that? And they'll say, you've got a California accent. And I go, what? You're kidding me. And they're like, no, you have a California accent. And it's like, yeah, but, and of course they're all saying, you know, well, I'm going to Boston to get in my car, you know. And then they act like they don't have the accent. They think I'm the weird one. Okay, cool. Now, this is a little cleaner. This is the kind of thing I like to see, guys. This one's really nice. This is going to be a little more, and they had a lot to say in this one. So I'm going to clean this up one more time. And let's see what we get, guys. And I'm sorry I'm not looking at the chat room. I'm just really...
Deb's assuming that I better like American accents because I married one. My husband was wonderful Southern drawl.
Well, I think he probably wakes up every morning and going, oh, I love that accent that woman has. Let's see. 41 through 44 on your third question. Here we go. That is really strange. This almost sounds like some sort of premonition thing going on. They're saying the words, they'll rescue 71, and this is a male energy I haven't heard before in any of this. They'll rescue 71. This sounds like some sort of a disaster thing coming through. I don't know what the... it's definitely overlaying your reading a bunch. I mean, I think this is what's going on. It's like they're trying to tell us about something that's going to happen. So... let's just keep going, 44 through 46, and it's saying they'll rescue 71. That's real clear. Here we go. Jackie. The name was Jackie. That's what I'm hearing. I don't think it's the one you're thinking of, but that's the name was Jackie. And I've never heard a spirit go before. Jackie. Okay, we'll keep going here. 46 and a half through 50. Here we go. Sort of disaster played that. I have never heard anything like this. It's just the most surprising thing. It's saying, either take me or save me. I'm either ready to go or I'm not ready to go. I can't tell totally. I'm leaning on it saying, save me. I'm not ready to go. this is some sort of disaster playback, and I'm getting the feeling this may be something to do with that oil platform thing that just happened in the Gulf of Mexico. They'll save 71. They'll rescue 71. I don't know how many were pulled back, but that's interesting. Let me try 50 through 54 and just see what we get. Okay, I'm going to have to break that off a little. There's a lot being said, so I'm going to take it to the 2 seconds, 50 to 52. Who's your boss is being asked as a question. It's like we're catching bits and phrases as something else that's going on. 52 and a half to 55. Here we go. Break through very clearly. Let me get the last part here, and we're almost to the end. Okay, that's clear. Move them out of it. So here we have on the third question, they'll rescue 71. The name, Jackie, and they said, save me, I'm not ready to go. Who's your boss? I will break through, move them out of it. I really think that this is some reference, just got my gut feel.
Mm-hmm.
Some of this disaster is coming through. We're picking up. I have no clue why we on this show, here I am in Northern California, and I'm getting references to what I believe is that disaster. I don't have.
That's already taken place.
What's that?
Is this a disaster that's already taken place?
Yeah, but if these there's spirits that have recently crossed. I think they had 12 or some odd guys that that passed in that. I don't know. And I'm just guessing. I mean, I don't know anything about the names or any of that. I just happened to see that the that platform sank after that terrible explosion. But that's a guess. Now, if there's some other disaster that's going on, I would definitely, ask everybody on the audience, keep an eye out in the news for 71. They'll rescue 71. If there's some sort of rescue thing or we hear about something, it'll tie to
this. The mining disaster, how many did the rescue from there?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to look into it after the show, but... you definitely had on the first question, you had a response about the baby. That was definitely you all the way. Now, I think this thing with this other thing that came rushing through on the second and third questions has to do with what this whole thing is that's coming through. I think that there's the second and third set of analysis are this disaster thing, the more I see. I don't think it was meant for you. I do think, though, the first one was you all the way. So, but I'm going to save this off, and then if you can shoot me your mess at your email, we'll definitely get this sent out to you. I'm sorry it didn't get all the way through, but at least you found out you're going to be a grandmother.
It's really interesting, John. It's fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
EVP is this way, and some nights I'll just hit it, you know, right on, and you know, we'll have family come through, and it's all identifiable, and names come through, and we're just, you know, cooking with gas, and then it's going to be like tonight, where I get something like I warned, we'll get something that we completely go, what the? So I'm going to put this down as Hazel Sheila.
Okay. Hazel Michelle's posting something in the chat. It's quite interesting. She's saying that the Sri Lanka Navy rescued 71 illegal immigrants.
71 immigrants? Where was this at?
In Sri Lanka. I don't know what it's relating to. She just typed that in chat. So it's maybe something you'd want to look into.
My God. Let me look at that. And I just saw a message from Kathy here. Let me see here. So it's 21 died, 71 were saved. And what was this disaster exactly? I mean, I need to get the exact Sri Lanka Navy rescue of 71 immigrants. Oh, my God. So we picked up this thing. They'll rescue 71, something Jackie. I'm not ready to go. Who's your boss? I'll break through. Move them out of it. Okay, so I think we picked up something that just came crashing through. That's that for whatever reason we got that. So, well, Hazel, I appreciate you coming on, and you know, appreciate you being so patient with us on this. This is definitely a weird one, but at least your grandmother—that's a good one.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
I really have enjoyed it. Thank you very, very much. It's been a wonderful experience, and I'll definitely be listening to your shows from now on and finding out an awful lot more.
Okay, and just if you are if you're able to get me your email, if you want to just instant message that to me from the chat room, I'll grab that and put that in. So, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, love.
Okay. Night-night. God bless.
Bye now. All right, let's see what we got. We got 48 minutes remaining, guys. Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and take a one-minute break, and then we're going to march on through our readings. So give everybody a chance to do the tinkle time. So we'll be right back, and I'm going to grab some water. So here we go. One of these days I'm going to get that right. I keep hitting the wrong darn one. Here we go.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, we are back, and I just put 908 area code on the microphone, so we have 908 is out there. Hello, 908.
Hi, John.
Hi, who we got there?
It's Quinny.
Oh, Quinny is with us, and you are have I read you before? Have we done this before with you?
No.
I don't think we have. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get right into it. We're gonna be burning some... burning some electrons here and see if we got some friends of yours coming through. Now, who are we going to try to bring through? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I got it. I'm just going to... I already did that. Is this the grandpa?
Yeah.
This is the grandpa? Okay, here we go. Now, I'm going to post this in the chat.
Okay.
And can you give a name?
Anthony. Tony.
Anthony.
Yeah, Tony.
So, Anthony, definitely Italian.
No.
Anthony. Sounds Italian, though. Okay, Anthony Tony, almost Italian. Look at the distinguished. He's kind of a distinguished looking chap.
He was a high hat in Pulaski Day Parade. I think that was the year he was a marshal.
All right. Kind of got a stern look about him, but he's a. It's almost a smile, but he's trying not to. He's trying to look very secret. Okay. Well, you know the drill, so we're going to go ahead and do the FM and bring that up, and then you know the 54321 and the questions, and it'll be real quiet, and then I'll do the after about 20 seconds, I'll say next, and then just go forward from there. So we're going to get started. Really get going here. Here we go. 54321. Go.
Hi, Grandpa. I wanted to know if you were still down at Chuchi's on vacation.
Next.
Is Grandma with you?
Next.
Are you proud of me?
All right, I let that one go on a while because he had a lot to say, I think. I know he's proud of you, so proud of you is, I think, the understatement of the year. But let's see, here we go. I'm going to run. Now, he was a marshal. What did he do for a living in life?
Oh, boy. He did it all. I mean... We even found a box of, like, different hats. He worked as a limo driver at one time. And we found a box of hats. Yarmulkes, everything you could think of just for the proper occasion. he delivered bread and milk at one point of time.
Kind of hard worker.
He did a lot. Well, he jumped out of the school window in the fourth grade, and he never went back.
Oh, he kind of, he resisted.
But he was a master at math.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, most of the, it's like Bill Gates was really never... good at school, and the same with Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
Was labeled quite dumb, and yet these are two of the most intelligent men on the planet.
Yeah.
Who've done amazing things, and so I never really did particularly good at school until I finally got my college head on and decided, well, I got to get this piece of paper and get it done with, and then I got straight A's. But I'll tell you what, I found the whole school experience to be like, why are they making me do this? This is so boring. Come on.
That's how I was until I tried college for like the fifth time.
Well, when I found out I had to pay $1,200 per course, it was like I had an incentive, you know, to get my money back. It's like, I better do this crap they want me to do. And then I was like, oh, okay, you know, this could be fun, but I don't want to do this again for a while. I mean, right after I graduated to Phoenix University, came back and was like, oh, yeah, you can get your master's. I'm going, no, I just did pure friggin' hell for this thing. You think I'm crazy? So I'm going to wait a while. You know, I know I'm going to get my PhD eventually, but it's like, that's a ways off. Sorry, no. John, don't do that. I like radio shows. It's more fun. I talk to spirits now. That's what I'm doing with my education. I'm talking to spirits on the other side. Let's see. All right, here we go. Now, your question was the first one. Let's go ahead and play it, and then I'll start in. And we definitely got some really good responses.
Hi,
here.
Grandpa. I wanted to know if you were still down at Chuchi's on vacation.
Chuchi's. I like that name. Okay, here we go. 8 to 10 and a half. Where are you located, Quinny?
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. You got any connection to Ohio at all?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, let me replay this again then. I just want to be sure I'm interpreting this right. Here we go. It's saying, I'm in Ohio, and I don't know what to make of this. I'm in Ohio with you. It's like he's saying he's with you, but it's. And I'm not sure if he's saying Hall or Ohio. Do you understand this?
No, not really.
I'm in Ohio. You know, it's like, I'm in Ohio with you. And so I get the feeling he's with you there physically. He's like right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like... Is there a hall right outside there next to you?
Yeah, I have a little hallway going to the bedroom that's like right there.
I think you might be standing there. So yeah, the way he's saying it though, I'm in the hall. I don't know. Guess is that what this hall.
There's a thing with my grandfather, like a lot of Polish people, even though he was American born. But he grew up with a lot of Polish language in the family. He couldn't say his THs.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah,
then
so three was T and, you know, tree or tree and...
Okay. Then it kind of makes sense then. So my guess is he's telling you he's in the hall, a hall or just standing near the hall with you. You know,
okay.
So he's watching. He's there right now. I mean, he's physically there with you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try 10.5 to 13. Here we go. Was he known for colorful metaphors, as in sort of being really direct with his language?
Yeah, sometimes. With the adults he was. With the kids he wasn't. With us it was more whistling and singing.
Okay, well, is there somebody he really didn't like in the family? Did he have a kind of like a running disagreement with somebody? Or did he have a colorful name for somebody that could be... He said it a lot. He called this person this name, but it was like maybe in a loving way, I'm hoping.
I'm not sure about that because he did watch his language and stuff around us.
Well, he's saying, when are you going to see the a-hole? I was listening, I'm going, oh, I can't say this on here. No, he's not saying this. Yes, he is. He's saying it. Okay. I'm going to see the a-hole. I don't know who this person is. Is there somebody who's kind of deserving the term? I don't know. I mean,
yeah, my ex-husband.
Okay. That's a zinger.
But he wasn't at the wedding. My uncle stood it up for him.
I'm wondering if, you know, when... I'm wondering if he's meaning, when are you going to leave the a-hole? I don't know.
There's no one here, so.
Okay. Well, I think he's acknowledging that he knows the situation. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
So, all right, 13 to 16. Exit, stage right. John just likes to move right now. Okay, here we go. Okay, male energy. She loves you. Anne's with you. Do you know an Anne? Is there like an Anne or somebody? Is there a name like an Anne? She loves you. So there's
Jillian, which is my sister. She's still here with us. I think there was a Chuchi Anne.
All right, let me try this again. I'm at 13 to 16. Here we go. It could be Anne, or it's going to be she's something holding hands with you. It's really a hard read because of the way this person's talking, and it's again, it could be the Polish thing.
Okay.
But it's really hard to fathom. These are, I mean, it's definitely it sounds like a female speaking. She loves you. Something hands with you or ands with you. That's why it's so tough.
Okay.
I'm gonna lean to the hands with you.
I should have just had him sing a song or something.
What's that?
I should have just had him sing a song.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes they're going to come through with what they come through with. A lot of times I'll get them, you've heard it before, where we get the hits, and then it's a night like this of, like, they're going to do what they want.
Yeah.
And then I get world disasters and every other darn thing. It's a weird night out here at GRI. So, okay. Let's do 16 seconds to 19. Here we go. Okay, got it. There's a name like Duccio or Duccia, something like that. I'm happy you're here. And so it's something, Uccia or Uccia. I think it's a name.
Yeah. Well, there's Genyosha, which I'm known as. My grandmother was known as. There's a couple of Dinushas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I was hearing like it was hard to translate it, but I took a guess as Duccia or Deshia or something like that. So there's definitely an Eshia component to this. So it's a definite name, and it's this sounds like a male energy is talking. So, I'm not sure. Is this person alive? Is Deshia?
I don't know.
Okay. You know this name, though?
It's family from the other side, I think, that we sponsored, and they're all over the place now. We have some down south, some Midwest, so...
Well, I think one of them's on the other side now.
Okay.
Yeah. So letting you know they're around. Let's try 19 to 21 and a half, and that's, I think, the end of this set. Here we go. No, she is not dead. She's in big trouble. Help her. That's clear as a bell.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think you need to get in contact.
Okay.
And find out more about this. It's definitely clear. She's in big trouble. Help her.
Okay.
That came through big time. Let's try. Let me see what we got here.
Is Grandma with you?
Okay. So.
Is.
Whoops. It's here. All right. It's okay, John. Just press the buttons. Yes, I will. Let's see. We are from France. Here we go. And, yeah, this was a nice set here. Noise removal, grab that. And very weird night. Definitely some strange energies coming through tonight. I don't know what the phase of the moon is, but it's almost like I'm picking up skip from other people's lives coming through, and they're all popping in here.
Oh.
I've only done this a couple of times where we've had, you know, outside world events pop in on readings. You know, that first one was just wild with the 71.
Mm-hmm.
That's where'd that come from?
No idea, and it's a half moon, I believe.
Oh, so it's either first quarter or last quarter.
Mhm.
So, is it waxing or waning?
I don't know. I just looked at my little moon thingy. I have to wait a minute. Ghost gadgets.
So has it got wax on it, or is it wanting wax?
Wait a minute, I'm still getting the ghost gadgets here.
Okay. I'm just sitting here chopping away at signals. So, what do you do for a living, John? Well, I actually take ghost voices and I reduce them down, and then I tell people all about the strange stuff in their lives. Oh, really?
It is 67% waxing, and it's a G1 storm.
Oh, we have a global magnetic storm going on. Yeah, then because we're in solar cycle 24, and a lot of people don't realize that when there's a lot of solar activity, things do pick up in the paranormal world, and because they're getting more energy, so maybe that's not so surprising. Hey, a really nice set of clean signals on this. So we're gonna play your question again. Here we go.
Okay, is Grandma with you?
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna go with 25 to 28. It's like saying her Pausens or something to that effect is next to me, and I think he is meaning your grandma's next to you, is
okay.
Next to me. And I think the way he's saying it is, again, this Polish thing that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while. I mean, at first I took it to be grandma, and then I really listened, and it was like it was mispronounced. But
yes.
I say, you know, is she passed also?
Yes.
Okay, so then he's saying that she's standing there with him. So they're there with you. Here we go, 28 to 31. Okay, they made their intention why they're there. We come to stay. See home? Okay, so they're like hanging out. I think they're staying overnight with you. You might want to be just talking to them. Tonight,
that's
okay?
Fine. Yeah.
They're
more than welcome. I'd
put out some favorite drink of theirs, just put a little cup of it out, and then a nice chair for them to, and then just tell them they're welcome to the guest room.
Yeah, well, I don't have a guest room, so they're bunking on the couch.
Oh, that'd be the guest room. Let's see, here we go, 31 through 33 and a half, here we go. Did she ever call you Deary?
Yes.
All right.
Deary was, you know, I think she would say call everybody Deary.
Well, she says, Deary, nice to be near you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so definitely, that was absolutely clear. She seems to speak better than he does, so it's more clear in her words. 32 through 35, I'm just going to, and I'm picking up a little bit of what I had before, because I want to just, she talks kind of fast. Here we go. Next. Okay, I'm going to take that back just a little bit. Here we go. I'm hearing a word like Riza at the very end. The last word is Riza. Nice, very nice to be near you. Nice to be near you. And it's like Riza or something like that. And I don't know if that's a term of endearment or what, but and I don't think I've got the word quite right. I think it's this is so strange. I mean, it sounds like it's a, I'm just hearing Riza, so Iza, something Iza. That's something to think about, okay? You still with me?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was coughing.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to go, I'm off the air. I've lost my audience, oh no. I lose my audience, and it's just the damnedest places I find them, you know, under the couch. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see. So Riza, I would definitely think about this Iza Riza thing and try to think if there was some name that comes through or some term that comes through at the end. Because I don't think they say things like that without, you know, that's kind of being said for a reason. So definitely think about that. Let's play 36 to 37, which is, I think, your question. Here we go.
Are you proud of me? Are you proud of me?
Okay, are you proud of me? And this is a long one. And I let it run a while because I had a feeling they're going to have some things to say. And I heard, I was like, they're going to talk to you about some stuff. So, you know, definitely in my mind when I heard that, I went, I think they got a lot to talk about. Because number one, you got plenty to be proud about, girl. I mean, you're a famous blog talk host. Hey,
co-host.
Well, you're a host. Come on, yeah. Come on, admit it. You're a host. Come on, you're a radio host. You're famous. Okay, here we go. Yeah, this is going to need a little work, but not too bad. Okay, starting to get something out of it. They definitely were talking. I think they were two really nice people, you know, from what I can see.
They were. Yeah. She was a little overbearing, but they were very nice.
Yeah, I just think she's exceptionally clear. That's the thing I got from her. She's got some very clear communications. She was, like, real direct.
Yeah.
The way she was talking this stuff. So it was, he was a little more hard to pick out, especially the word things. Is she from the same part? Is she from the same part of the world as he was?
Well, like I said, they were both born here in America, but they had Polish parents that came overseas, but they were from different regions.
Okay, so, but she was a pretty Americanized then, right?
Somewhat, yes. But we, you know, had our tradition, our culture.
Okay. Let's see. Let me go ahead and... All right, this is starting to look like something. Yeah, I can work with this. Let me amplify it just one more time and clean that out just a little bit more. This is going to get a little musical sounding because of the amount of compression I did, but and noise reduction that I had to do it. And they had a lot of... they had a lot to say. Okay, here we go. Are you proud of me? And, of course, they're going to say, yo, chick, yeah. Here we go. 37 to 40. Here we go. Is there somebody named Drake, and is there also a Chelsea?
No.
No Chelsea?
No.
Is there anything with a Chel or a C, any name? I'm hearing I like Drake Chelsea. And that's what I'm getting is this name.
No.
I like Chelsea. And so it could be we're getting into another round of this disaster coming through. I don't know what that's about. But let me try this 40 through 43. Here we go. Okay, I got it. Hi, Joe, please come in. Is there a Joe?
There was an uncle. My biological grandfather was named Joe, and there's a couple of Joes in the family as well.
Okay, well, it sounds like some family dropped in on this and came walking in the middle of it. So it's a male. I think it's your grandfather speaking, saying, hi, Joe, please come in. So I got that. So let's try 43 to 45. Did somebody ever call you Missy? You still there, Quinny?
Oh, sorry. Missy, probably, yeah. It was mostly Petunia and Pussycat, but I'm sure there was a Missy in there somewhere.
The voice says, love you, Missy.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, Missy. So you're being, it's a term of endearment. They're definitely letting you know they love you. And I think it goes without saying they're proud of you. So let's... But we'll keep going through here. We've got 40 to 48, and I know we got time running out here, so I'm gonna do a speed run here. Here we
okay.
go. Thank you. Quinny must like you, honey. So that was a definitely heard. Quinny must like you, honey. And I think that's your grandma talking. So for one of them to show up, oh, yeah, Quinny must like you, honey. Okay, so 48 and a half through 52. Here we go. Okay, that is saying thank you for the racing or racing, like raising. I think it's thank you for the raising or something. Thank you for the, and I'm interpreting it as raising.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's somebody who raised somebody else and then has passed. I don't know what to think of it, but it seems to be they're thanking, you know, someone either there.
It's possible, like I said, I had my biological grandfather was named Joe. It's possible maybe he's saying thank you to them.
Whoa. That could be. It's because it's not like it's directed at you.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just they're talking amongst themselves and we're picking up on it. Okay, 52 through 55, here we go. Okay. Quinny Pooh, we're proud of you.
Yeah.
Is that how they talk? Did they ever call you that, Quinny Pooh?
That I don't remember because I had so many nicknames. Like I said, the Petunia, the Pussycat, Genya, Genoveffa, Genyusha.
Well, I got to tell you, since I'm the show host here, from now on, you're known as Quinny Pooh.
Okay.
Quinny Pooh, hey, QP. Okay. Here we go. Quinny Pooh is here. 55 through 58 and a half. Okay, okay, that's a complicated one. Now, they were really trying to get in on the last part here, so I'm going to take it 55 through 57. Okay, it's your grandparents, and I think they're speaking for everybody in the family. They're trying to get you to talk to your living family to say, please tell them hello. Please
okay.
Tell them hello. Okay, and 57 through 58 and a half, here we go. Okay, that's pretty clear to me. Love's going to find you.
Okay.
Yeah, they're being, I think they're going to set you up on a date, personally.
That figures.
Yeah, I know. I got the same problem. Trust me. Jeez. Oh, geez. Here we go. 58 and a half through 101 and a half, and this is the final one. Here we go. Thank you. this sounds like your grandfather, with his kind of weird way of talking. Say yuyuka. Say yuyuka. I don't know what the hell that means, but it seems like a kind of a parting message. Say yuyuka. So I don't know if that's Polish thing or I have absolutely no experience in language, but say yuyuka or something to that effect. But it could be see you kid, and he's saying it the weird, I don't know. It could be see you kid, but it's the way he's talking. It's hard for me to make out. But say yuyuka, I think he's saying see you, and then I cut it off, and I think he was just getting ready to say kid. So,
okay.
And generally what I do, I didn't get to do it on the end of this one. I usually tell him, okay, I'm going to cut it off, so get in the last word. And this time I didn't, so.
Well, he'll probably come over and visit you for the last word.
Yeah, I wake up and I see this Polish guy with a top hat. I'm going to go, oh, Kunipu, huh? message for Kunipu. Yes. It's folk about it. Yes. Okay, so we got two readings in tonight, and I'm sorry it took so long, guys. These were I was working my butt off on this stuff. So what we'll do is the next two are going to be Deb S, and then we'll have MLRRAT. I cannot say that name. I wish I could. Somebody's going to have to tell me what that name means. So I'll move those around, and then when we do the next set, I'll do those two if they're around. I'll have them in the line, and then we'll pick the next one. And I'll try to speed these up more. But, again, I'm reading as fast as I can, and it's really quite a bit of work to do this. So let's see. I'm going to do this one. This is Quinny. Quinny Poo.
She thanks a lot.
I'm sorry. I just can't help myself. So, okay, I got it saved off. So, and I'll definitely get your mail to pop that over too. And let's see how much time we have. We have 7 minutes remaining, so we can play a little bit of Princess of Egypt says hello and then left the room. So the Princess of Egypt has shown up, and she took off on me. It was probably the thing with ISIS. Here we go. Okay, you want to stay on, Quinny? You can stay on.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, you can be my co-host. My co-host, Quinny Poo, is with me. And let's see, what are we going to do? I have got an object. I have got an object that has been in my pocket for a while. I just pulled this out. And it has two predominant colors. So we are going to go ahead and say, oh, Michelle is... Okay, Michelle, I'm going to make sure I write down Michelle 78 because, man, I'm definitely getting Michelle 78. Got it. Okay, got it. So anyway, I've got this cocoa host with me, and we're concentrating on this color. There's a predominant color that I'm going to ask you. It's a primary color, so it's going to be not a bunch of exotic, you know, chartreuse or nothing like that. Nice, simple color. So the first one that gets it is going to be the big winner for tonight on this particular reading. So let's just see. Quinny, you got it. How the heck did you do that?
I don't know. I just saw black.
Okay, it's I was handling it and thinking about it. Now there's a secondary color, so I'd like you to concentrate on the secondary color that I'm looking at and take a shot. It's another primary color. So think about it, and we'll definitely. Well, it has one silver part, but it's not the second primary color. So go with the, Quinny did good. Michelle got it white. So we have this black and white thing. And it's, I'll give you a clue. It's something that I actually use with a computer. So, and Moonchild says, I saw black and white in my men. So this is actually used with computers, and I'm holding this object. It's really cool. So if you can guess what it is here in the next minute or two, we will see what you guys come up with here. Ah, Quinny got it. Quinny's the big winner on this one. Gosh, right. Boy, you're good. You're good. I kind of gave the farm away on that one, though, but I was like in my pocket. It was pretty logical. you know, than it would be a USB stick. Well, actually, Michelle got it ahead, too. Michelle got it. So the two of you are the winners on that one. Yep, Rob has got, you know, the RAM thing. So all you guys are hitting it, and definitely, I gave it away, though. I kind of just wanted to see if you guys had, you were doing your thing there, and you guys are right on top of it. So I can't fool you guys. I'll tell you what, though, next week I'm going to make it a lot harder. We're going to work into actual things like faces out of magazines. I'm going to try some of that, and let's see if we can get you guys seeing some of these things. And then I'll challenge one of you to get into contact with me, and I'm going to try to read an object that you sent me, do some remote viewing and all that. And I've seen this Blue Edge Radio, Renee Martine, who's our team psychic, might be able to be talked into this. Renee, yeah, we're talking to you. The whole room's looking at you now. So, and Quinny Pooh might be able to do this too. Ooh, that rhymed. So, Quinny Pooh might be able to do this too. You know, so we have 3 minutes remaining, and I'm going to go ahead and run the call out here. And we have underscore Wooly underscore. Okay, that's good. Good to see you, underscore Wooly underscore. We have American Heroes Radio. God darn those American Heroes. Yeah, good to be here. We've got Avatar, and I think I'm going to get the movie here real soon. Yeah, so I believe that's Michael is with us. And we have Blue Edge Radio, Renee. Good to see you. We have Kathy's Distant Echoes, my co-host before my co-host. We have Deb S., who is next week's reading. And we have Disgruntled Dan, Dominica More. Elizabeth Rose is with us. Fire Witch is here. She's a sweetie. And we have Fly Girl ND80. Fly Girl. She's a Fly Girl. Gabriel is with us. Giraffe Angel. I Feel Great Radio. That's cool. With a big 8. Intention 11. Intention 11. I like that. Luna Mist 1. I like these names. Michelle 78. We got Moonchild. We have Old Crow. Good to see you, Old Crow. Open Wings with Hazel. That was an interesting reading with Hazel. Paranormal Guys. And we have Quinny, who's sitting here being my co-host. I won't do any more Quinny poos. I'm sorry. Rob, and we have Sasquatch Spirit and Solana. So everybody, thanks a lot for being on, and appreciate your patience with the readings. And we will be on. I've got a few shows coming up. I might be able to squeeze a reading or two in between. I know I've got to work on my rest, but if I can do it on one of these next shows I do, I've got to look and see what my schedule is, because I packed a few in there. I might be able to squeeze one or two in, and I'll try to get in contact with you guys. So with that said, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and we're going to be signing off, and I'll see you guys soon. Thanks a lot, and God bless. And remember, tell somebody you love them, okay? It's cheap and easy to do, and people really like that. I know.
Good night, John. We love you.
We love you too, Quinny Pooh.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.